So I don't know about you, but what I found in life is that love and companionship and making beautiful music together, it's easier in songs than real life. It's easier in movies than real life. Has anyone found this to be true? Good, I just want to make sure it wasn't just me and Schmoopy. I love that song that they just sang. That's beautiful. If I could make a wish, I think I'd pass. I can't think of anything I need. No cigarettes, no sleep, no light, no sound, nothing to eat, no books to read. Somebody's going to get lucky after that, right? Amazing. That's just beautiful. And it is easier to sing about, to write songs about, to create poetry about, to create movies over, and we get lost in the plot of it, and we get lost in the brilliance of it. Oftentimes we think to ourselves, oh, I wish my relationship could be like that. It's called real life for a reason. It's much more real than that. So this morning we're beginning a series that we'll be in for the next few weeks together on creating meaningful, loving, vital relationships. And we're calling the series Coupling Genius, talking a little bit over these next few weeks about what that looks like. And I think one of the things that I want to say this morning as we begin the series is that in the spirit of Aldea, this isn't called a marriage series, because many relationships are excepted from marriage, excluded from the circle. Are you with me? We don't want to acknowledge that. We want to say relationships come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, and they're filled with all kinds of people. Whether every one of us completely agrees with every element of that conversation or not, that's the position of Aldea collectively. You know, we acknowledge the brilliance of a man and a woman sharing a life together filled with love. But we also are a place where it is brilliant and beautiful and wonderful to find people of the same sex sharing a beautiful, brilliant, vital, loving, connected relationship. And so it's a coupling series. And though, you know, the easiest frame to put it in is marriage, really you're going to try to stay in this idea of what does it mean to create meaningful bonds in our lives. Meaningful in our loving, most intimate relationships, but even spilling over into our friendships and those other closest relationships of our lives. I think no matter what relational context we're talking about, in our own personal world, it plays out, you know, what we're talking about in series will play out in your life and in your relationships. And so what I want to do this morning is just kind of begin the series and the conversation of the series by talking very briefly about some of the things that genius couples know and genius couples do. And this list could be like much, much longer than this, but this is to get us started thinking down some specific pathways in the series.